around the globe. I am your host, Dr. Rafshan Hashmi. My friends and clients call me America's India expert. To know more about me, please visit my website www.drrafshanhashmi.com. Friends, today, January 14, 2015, I am in conversation with one of my most favorite person and one of my role model on this earth, the present Vice Chancellor of my alma mater in India, the prestigious Aligarh Muslim University, Lieutenant General retired Zamiruddin Shah. I am in conversation live from General Shah's office in AMU in India. Welcome, General Shah. I am honored to be in conversation with you. First, I would like to congratulate you for doing wonderful job as the Vice Chancellor of my alma mater. What is your vision for my alma mater, the prestigious Aligarh Muslim University?
Assalamu alaikum, listeners. It's a delight to talk to Dr. Afshan. We'll just get to the point straight away. My aim, the Vision 2020 is very brief. It says, Inshallah, Aligarh Muslim University will be the best university of the country by 2017, and by 2020 will be amongst the best 200 universities of the world. This is the vision statement, and that's what we are aiming to achieve.
Wonderful, General Shah. Are you interested in doing collaboration with international universities, and what is your vision on that?
Yes, most certainly. See, we have got left behind. India, the Indian universities, as I said, none of them figure in the top 100 universities of the world. We need to learn, just like Sir Sayyid did when he came in the 18th century, when he visited Oxford and Cambridge and learned what good universities are all about. So I visited a whole lot of leading universities in America. I visited Oxford and Cambridge. And we need to learn and collaborate with the leading universities of the world to make AMU number one university of the country.
Wonderful. Please address the alumni spread around the world from this program, and what do you want to say to them?
I'd like to tell the alumni that firstly, we are all very, very proud of them. They are our ambassadors to the whole world. They are doing us proud, and they have made a niche for themselves, I think, from what they imbibed at AMU, that is tehzeeb and culture. So these are an education, quality education. This is what we are so very proud of, and what we are already very, very grateful to them is for the love and affection they have for the alma mater and what they are doing for this great university. I have appealed several times to alumni, and they have never held back in their help, in their love and affection. So we have alumni in 91 countries of the world. And so we are all very, very proud of them. And we are very, very sure that they will keep their attachment with their alma mater.
So how can alumni help you in your efforts?
Well, there are several ways alumni can help. As I said, we need the three T's. The alumni can help us with their time. That means they can devote time to the betterment of this university by coming in, giving lectures, like Afshan is doing. And a whole lot of American alumni from America and Canada, they're coming and taking summer university. That's number one. We need to learn what they've imbibed abroad. That's number one. Secondly, is we need them to draw our students into good jobs. They are in wonderful positions, and they are in positions to influence. They are in a position to recruit students from AMU. These are the expectations we hope which will be achieved. I would also like to tell you that we are a government-funded university. Government funds are just adequate to keep our heads above the waterline. In case we want to be the number one university of the country and amongst the 200 universities of the world, we need financial help. So that's why time, talent, and their treasures, these are the three. They have the talent, they have the treasures, Alhamdulillah, God has been kind to them. They have, so they, as I say, it is payback time. And my call to the alumni is, your 100 will make 100% difference to your alma mater. That means whichever country you are, whatever earning you are doing in whatever currency, if you get 100 of that, it would make tremendous difference and help us achieve our aim of becoming of coming to the top.
So in addressing UK alumni, you told them that you are expanding Ayurvedic Medicine Center at AMU. Many alumni have approached me and asked me to particularly ask this question. So I would like to know, what is your vision of selling Ayurvedic medicine? What is the criteria for giving distributorship? For example, are you doing exclusive distributorship in particular area, or there are multiple distributors in each area? Being a biotechnology expert, what I have seen is that mostly companies give multiple distributorship in each area so that companies benefit as much as possible.
Afshan, let me just give a correction. It is not Ayurvedic, it is Yunani.
Okay, okay.
Basically, Yunani means Greek.
Okay.
And we are leaders in Yunani medicine.
Okay.
Unfortunately, over a period of time, we didn't give sufficient thought to the financial potential of what Yunani medicine can do. We were cooped up in a small factory, Yunani factory, and that was, they had reached the optimum limit of their production. They could not cope with the demand. I mean, we've got some very, very good medicines, for example, for Alzheimer's, we've got Devagin, which I don't think there would be available anywhere else in the world. So what we've done is we are spending about 15 crores in building up a new plant within the in Alicante, and we hope to increase production 20 times. And we have ascertained there is no shortage of demand. We have also tied up with some universities in America. We just received a delegation, and they hope to import Yunani medicines. We also, our target is to beat the others competitors in the field, for example, Himalayan Drugs and the other Yunani manufacturers. Hamdard, for example, they started about the same time as us, but they've got an empire of Yunani products. So our aim is to capture a large segment of the Yunani products. Where we also not been very successful was continued research in upgrading and proving that our products are safe for consumption of human beings. We are going to do that, and we hope to capture a large segment of the market in UK and in America.
So the question arises from this is, like, if many companies are interested, for example, the local area in India or UK or United Arab Emirates, so like would you give like many distributors would be there, or there would be one exclusive distributor in one exclusive, like, so that is my question.
I see no problem whichever. We've not really gone into the model.
Okay.
But so far, one of the universities in America has approached us. We are examining whether they can be the distributors in America.
Uh-huh.
But if we get more distributors, we have
from
no problem.
America, so
from America, we'll have no problems at all.
Okay. So what else would you like to say to the alumni spread around the world?
Well, all I'll tell them is that we are marching forward. Let me give you all the good news is that we were the leading university of the country in the 50s because of disciplinary problems and various other pinpricks. We had slid right down and were figuring nowhere. Now the international ranking organizations have graded Aligarh Muslim University as the third best university of the country. We are moving ahead, as you see. We are restoring our old buildings. We are restoring Statue Hall. We are going to hope to start the restoration of the Jama Masjid. You would notice that there are now very few derelict buildings in AMU. All have been restored and put to good use. Another project which I have in mind is a herbal garden within the Qila, that means the AMU fort. This was the prime location of the university several years ago, till a school moved in, and then you can't prevent the children from uprooting plants, and they are children after all. We are shifting that school out, and we hope to restart the herbal garden within the fort. Also, we have a project of utilizing the wastewater of Aligarh Muslim University, recycling it and refilling the moat. I believe there was a boat club in the moat. We want to restart that. We want to rejuvenate and restore the Aligarh fort back to its pristine glory. These are a few of the things. Yes, I would like to say that we are giving a lot of stress to research. That is the primary role of a university. Otherwise, if there's no research, then a university is no different from a college. The difference is that a college does only education. We do research and education. We are leaders in the field of nanotechnology. With that, we hope to usher in the second green revolution of the country by use of nanotechnology. We are also leaders in the field of recycling of wastewater, and we have offered our services of Aligarh Muslim University to the government of India, saying that we want to be partners in cleaning up the rivers of India. I think these offers should be taken seriously by the government, and if they do, we will be leaders in the field.
So if alumni want to contact you, who should they contact?
Well, the safest or the fastest way is to send me an email at vcamu. This is the AMU address, vcamu@amu.ac.in. And my secretary is always available. The telephone numbers are given on our university website. The safest is to just send me an email and I will call back and return the call. Let me tell you that I attach a lot of importance in maintaining contacts with alumni. They are our lifeline to the world. They are our ambassadors. And my response to emails whenever I am in Aligarh is immediate. I try and respond within 24 to 48 hours. So let me assure the alumni that if they get in touch with me, I will respond and respond with alacrity.
Thank you, Jonal Shah, for your valuable time. Cheers, and thank you for listening to this episode, friends. This is your host, Dr. Rafshan Hashmi, now signing off from this episode, and see you in another episode of my show. Bye-bye.
Thank you.